How men and women relate to nature and spirit concerns Dr. Bob Brown, who we usually hear as leader of the Australian Greens. Here he's speaking more personally in this encounter on ABC Radio National, and we engage as well with another critical part of Frazier's story, how dissent and civil disobedience might be part of the response to nature, which also challenged Emerson and Thoreau.
We are the awareness of the universe of itself unfolding on planet Earth with a lot further potential, marvellous potential, to go to understand so much more about the Earth and the universe and what can be. I don't think we are God, I don't think we are the life force. I think we're one manifestation of it, but a particularly, from our limited experience, a particularly wonderful one. And the real test is whether we can ensure that it survives and, as I say, flowers into whatever the future potential of it is. And that means us addressing a long-range view of how we nurture life on this planet instead of pulling the rug from under it. And in the wonderment of this life force comes fulfillment for us as individuals. I don't believe you can find fulfillment in life through simply shopping.
Inman rose and dressed in his new clothes. He set his foot on the sill and stepped out the window.
In your own personal experience, what would be an example of a time where you felt you really were alone in a defiance or dissent against other people's authorities?
I don't think one's ever alone, but the speaking out on my sexuality, on being gay in 1976, was in itself, it was problematic if that wasn't against the law, and certainly it was against the so-called norms of society, very different to what we have now, but it was essential to say this is something that shouldn't be silenced, it's a part of one's personality. And in that same year, sitting on Mount Wellington for a week and fasting while the USS Enterprise with all its nuclear weapons and nuclear turbines was in Hobart, and the norm there was to be celebrating a couple of $1 million profit being injected into the city, but ignoring, at the height of the Cold War, the possible end of all humanity on the planet if that great ship was ever put into action for the purpose for which it was built.
You referred to Thoreau a moment ago. It's interesting about Thoreau's association of civil disobedience or dissent in refusing to pay taxes, ending up in jail for a night for his pains. He drew great strength for that dissenting spirit from his close connection with Walden and the whole environmental world of New England. Do you think there is, for you personally, a real connection between your love of and connection to the environment and your capacity to stand alone or to stand as a protester?
Absolutely. You know, the connection we have with the environment is a very personal thing, and it comes from being brought up in the bush in New South Wales and finding a great strength in the environment and finding great opportunity to explore what the world's about, why we're here, where we've come from, and this dynamic and essential, and well, we can't live without the planet which gives us life. If we don't respect nature, we're ultimately going to potentially do ourselves in, and we're certainly going to do in the spiritual connection we have with the planet. So it's not just a consideration there about whether one should get involved. To do nothing is to be part of the problem, and as Thoreau thought when he was contemplating in the woods whether he should pay those taxes, he ultimately decided he couldn't, because just to pay the taxes and say, well, what can I do, was to become part of the problem. He had to take a defiant stand against something which was inherently and ethically wrong.